Is this thing on?
You're not gonna give me a biggie bing bong? You gotta give one solid. Wow.
Is that good?
You did it at the same time as me.
No.
Yes, you did.
It was a second later.
No, it wasn't. It was actually perfect.
You heard two claps. See? It was like that. It was two claps. If I did it the same time, it would serve no purpose of distracting your clap.
You actually thought you were doing it delayed, but it was exactly at the same time.
Oh.
It was perfect. Thank you so much.
Witred! Perfect. That's it. We have the intro song. Done. Is my mic ready? I know you
so.
Spend all this time fixing your mic. Do you fix my mic?
One day I'm just going to shut off your
this
mic.
This reminds
completely.
Me of the movies where like you mess up with someone's drink and yeah. then they change glasses
yeah.
and then someone falls asleep for 8 hours.
Huh?
I want to switch mics with you.
You want to take my spot?
No, I want just your microphone because I think your mic is better tuned than mine.
There's no such thing.
No?
No.
Okay. What are all the buttons under your mic? Do you ever change the buttons under my mic?
Don't touch that.
Wait, I mean, what does
Stop
it do?
Touching things.
What, can I do that on
no.
yours? What does it do?
Stop touching everything. Like, why can't you just have faith?
Can you check the numbers?
They're fine.
Ready?
Yes.
I'm going to sing a song. Okay?
I know which song
you can
song
harmonize
you're
if
sing.
You want.
I know which song you're going to sing.
Do you want to sing it instead?
No.
Okay, just enjoy it then. Because it's been making the rounds.
No,
and
don't
I really enjoy
sing it.
I want to put this in all of the listeners' ears.
Why?
Because I want them to sing it on their way to work. Grown-up jobs. I want them singing this at their grown-up jobs.
It's not anything
and
grown-up.
And then I want them to just explain to
okay,
their
I'll
colleagues.
Okay, I'll sing the song.
Okay, you sing it then.
Ready? Inky, pinky, punky.
What?
Daddy had a donkey.
Come on.
Donkey died. Daddy
cried. Inky, pinky, ponky. That's a jam. You didn't do it justice. Sing it properly.
I had nothing to drink.
Just sing it properly if you're going to sing.
I did not consume anything.
Inky, pinky, ponky. You do the part. No. Daddy bought a donkey.
Welcome back.
Donkey died.
I'm Sheena Malwani, and this is another
inky,
episode.
Inky, pinky, ponky. Now let that just ruminate between your ears.
This is another episode of Sheena and
I'm Trid. And you have never heard such a good vocal before.
Unless they've already heard this song.
They haven't heard it in my
this is
my
true.
Voice. That's
this
a wonderful
true.
Song. You guys are going to be singing it all day.
Oh, God. God bless you. I'm inky, sorry pinky, if that's the case.
So we are back.
We are.
Why are we back? No one listens to the show yet. We come back week after week.
Absolutely. People are listening to the show. There's
Ooh.
At least 7 of them.
7 to 15.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That is true.
Thank you to all of you. I'm looking
hey,
at
did
you.
We ever find David?
Not that I know of. I have not gotten a message.
David? Friends of David?
Mm-hmm.
We're expanding our search.
To who?
If you know a David in California, please send this to them. Chances
did
of
he
you.
Did he have to be in the Navy or no? Not even.
No. Our listener numbers are quite poor. I'll take any David. If I could get
send it to any
every David.
David
you know, please send them this.
Okay.
Dave, Davies, Davy Boys,
Davis.
Davids, Davises, Davidsons, all of them.
Davidson.
Yeah.
Or Davidsons.
Davidsons, Davidsons.
Got it.
All the Davids.
Okay.
And everyone in the Navy. Because they may know retiring David.
Every single
every
person
single
in the
anyone
Navy?
Who has ever been on a boat. That has thought about the Navy, been pulled over by the Navy.
You must listen
Coast Guard,
to our podcast.
Who can swim. If someone can swim, they might know David from the Navy.
Okay.
Send it to them too.
So this week's episode, do you know what we're talking about this week?
I don't. You're going to pick some vague topic and then the show will probably be nothing about it. That's been our move so far.
That's been your move.
Yeah,
that's
last
not
week,
my
who
move.
Has a topic of lying, potted plants, and what was the third thing?
Technology. Because the topic was technology.
But we spent all the time talking about your love of...
Plants.
Actuaries.
Actuaries?
Oh, no, that's the study of birds.
No, it's not.
We're in a very giddy mood because we just came home from watching Nate Bargatze in Boston.
Yes.
And it was hilarious.
And he was so good.
He is very clean.
Yeah.
You could share his humor with your parents and your children alike. Yeah. And if you've been listening to this show, you know we really appreciate that. Mm-hmm. So I heard he has a podcast with mm-hmm. some friends. It's called the Nateland Podcast. Mm-hmm. We've never really plugged anyone else. And I'm going to go and listen to that podcast after because I thought
he was very funny.
A really, really good show.
And I thought what he was, even the way that he did his little bit.
Like standing? It was so good.
It was so good.
Stand-up
but it was
comic.
So real. It was so like he was kind, but he was also humorous. And I really felt there was like this cool synergy. Maybe one day we could have him on our podcast.
Maybe.
Maybe.
How much money you have in your piggy bank? He just sold out TD Garden. So what are you doing, Nate? I got two shows at TD Garden, then I got to drive to the suburbs because I'm going to be on this podcast that Greek people don't even listen to because they knocked us out of the top 200.
I said maybe one day.
Maybe one day, yeah. That's true.
I didn't say like next week.
Next week, yeah.
Maybe one
maybe
day.
Maybe one day.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe one day I'll sing with Ed Sheeran. Maybe.
That's true.
That's Ed Sheeran? True.
Both of those things
are equally
possible. Likely. And I think both of those things are possible.
Yes. They're
I think we
possible.
Have a better chance
they're not
of having,
likely right now, but they're possible.
I think we have a better chance of having Nate on the podcast than you recording a track with Ed Sheeran. I think we have a better chance of you singing with Ed Sheeran than releasing an episode with Nate Bargatze on our podcast.
Wait, say that again?
I think we have a better chance.
Yes. I'm closing my eyes so that I can visualize
Nate
this.
Come on our podcast.
Than me singing a track with Ed
Sheeran.
Than
you recording a track with Ed Sheeran.
Okay. That's fair. Ed but Sheeran is a massive
I'm familiar.
Musician.
Yes. He's the first Weasley brother. Yes, we know this. I also think you are more likely to sing
with
Ed
Sheeran
than
oh,
we
like
are
if
to
you wanted
have
to
Nate
make a piece of content with me?
Just sing. Like if you guys were together in a restaurant with mutual friends and someone said, hey, sing something. I think that scenario
is likely
is more likely than having Nate on our show.
Really?
Yes.
Make it happen.
I'm not going to make any of these things happen. I'm just telling you. I'm just
you say that that's possible. Okay, can I just
possible.
Can this be my audition for Ed Sheeran?
Yeah, sure.
When your legs don't work like they used to before. And I can't sweep you off of your feet.
You want to date the man?
Will
I said you're just going to sing a song with
him. Remember the taste of my love?
You want to make out with the man
Will
in a wheelchair?
Your eyes still smile from
your
cheeks.
Feet.
From your what?
Feet.
Cheeks.
No.
Darling,
will your eyes still smile from your feet, he says, because he's in the wheelchair now.
Loving you till we're 70.
Only 20 more years for you.
Not
you're
50.
Almost there.
Stop telling people that I'm 50.
Why you pick the song about the man who can't walk anymore?
Oh
that's
God,
your audition.
That's my favorite song of his.
So Ed Sheeran, when you are no longer walking and you need someone to push your wheelchair around who wants to taste your mouth, call my wife. Nate, let's do a podcast. You can be completely able-bodied. You don't have to do anything. We'll just talk in microphones. We'll keep it real, not
I'll
weird.
I'll be singing with Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, she won't be here.
That is a really
I have a new thing
dream.
I want to see.
What?
That I never thought I would want to see. But he said it's something they used to do.
What?
People used to go to fairs, town fairs,
yeah.
and used to pay money to go fight an orangutan. He said everything he says is true, but I've never heard of that. Have you guys ever been to a town
would you
fair
ever
carnival?
Get into
I wouldn't get in. Are you crazy? No
you'd
chance.
You'd be the guy instigating
I just watch.
For the other two
no,
guys
No, I just
to
want
fight.
To go watch this. Who's
oh,
crazy enough to
God.
Get into a boxing ring to fight an orangutan?
He said if there were three men there, there would be at least two of them fighting the orangutan. And the third guy would not be fighting, but
I'd
he
be
would be
videos.
The one
he, be
making
me.
Videos and also instigating the other
yeah,
two guys
sure,
to fight.
Would
that
me.
Would be you. We now have merch. This is a
we
whole
really
warehouse.
We don't really have merch.
We
Let's
have
not, no, don't pretend.
Boxes of merchandise.
Yeah, we have, but not for sale. This is a very special business we're running. It's a not for sale merch store.
This is just an experiment to teach our children about business.
Should we tell them?
Yeah, why not?
You tell them. This is a great thing we did today.
I think
it
was
a lot
really
of fun.
Cool. So we did have a merch store. If you have
Yonder
been around for a little while, you may have seen some of our merch pieces. We have a sweatshirt and a t-shirt with like this cool little Trid face on it. We have one that says, I'm a bloody influencer. It's
yes.
awesome. There's another one that says, I'm feeling whelmed.
Because that's your goal in life.
To feel
whelmed. You don't
want to
feel overwhelmed. You don't want to be underwhelmed. You just want to feel whelmed.
Yep.
Chill in your whelmness, people.
Yep. So we made these pieces into merch.
Circa 22.
Yeah, circa 22. And then the partners that we made.
They're like, we're going to go do Ed Sheeran's merch. Literally. They had a change in ownership. Yes. They stopped doing work with content creators. Mm-hmm. And then they said to me, hey,
what do you want to do?
You want to buy this stuff? And I said, sure, I'll buy all the stuff you were going to sell to other people. They gave us a good price.
I was not consulted in this decision at all.
We bought it because I don't want to throw it away.
Yep.
I figured we could give it to people and just do fun stuff with it.
Mm-hmm.
It took a year and a half to get it shipped here because this was not a priority for everyone.
Yes.
It was a really good deal.
It was a pretty good deal.
So then we got the stuff here. Yep. And
we talked about it this morning. We actually said, should we find a partner here that can like house it and distribute it?
Well, two weeks it was in the car.
Yes, this is right. We were housing it in our car.
Yes.
And then the other option was, or do we do an experiment with this? Do we get our kids involved, start collecting the orders and have them fulfill it on the weekend? And they can kind of learn this like little side hustle and they can learn the business behind.
They can make some money.
Yeah, they can make some money.
So they were intrigued by the idea of making some money.
Mm-hmm.
And we said, okay, go get all the boxes open, start counting what you have.
Mm-hmm.
While they were doing that, I decided to go live on my Instagram account.
Yeah.
And
just more to like show our people online what was happening, not for any other reason.
Yeah, I just wanted to show them and talk to them about the fact that these kiddos are going to be putting together. I thought maybe we'd put a picture or do something to say, hey, Jay-Z has started their own little merch shop, but there's very limited quantities because this is it. Once the stuff is done, we're done.
Mm-hmm.
And while we were on the live,
it was cool. It was so cool. And I got messages after. I don't know if you got the same messages, but from people that were saying like, it is so awesome to see that your kids are taking an interest in this and that you're patiently teaching them this.
Yeah, we were teaching them on the live. This is what it costs to make this thing. This is what shipping costs. How much profit do you think you should have for doing all this?
Mm-hmm.
So they were setting these prices with the people on the live who were telling the kids, it should be this, it should be that.
And I don't know if you heard their conversations with each other of like, Zara was saying, I want to do this now. And he's like, I want to go play Fortnite. And she's like, well, if you're going to go play Fortnite every time that we have time to work, I'm going to take over. I'm going to buy you out.
I did not hear that part, but I am not at all surprised by that story.
She is sharp as a whip.
She's going to end up, he's going to work for her for a little bit. And then he will end up taking it all back at some point because she will fall for that charm. This is just their dynamic. So it's good. They'll both learn.
Yeah.
She'll learn that you can't always trust the smiley, very charismatic business partner, and he will learn that you can't get everything if you don't actually start doing some work, which she's good at.
So, but while we were live, I don't know if any of you caught the live, but while we were live, somebody said, hey, how do I buy this?
Yes. People started saying, I want to be the first buyer.
And we said, and they just wanted to support these kids. I think that's what.
That was very sweet.
Yes. That was what was so heartwarming about the whole thing. They wanted to support these children. Then because they wanted to support the children, they were like, how do we buy? How do we buy? Does anybody have Venmo? So we opened up my Venmo account for.
I don't think you should tell the IRS that you're selling goods without charging as a business, you're not paying taxes. But again, every third episode you get audited. So go ahead. Tell them how you sent your personal Venmo to people.
It's not for my your personal. Business. It was my business.
Oh, now
account.
You're going to tell them. You want to also tell the IRS that that is a business Venmo that you've never registered?
Okay, I'm out.
No, keep going. Keep going. I'm enjoying this part.
I'm out.
Hypothetically speaking, I was going to leave that part out, but given Article 2 of the Podstitution, we're keeping it in. No, we're keeping it in. What the hell? We're going to get audited for all the other crap you say anyway. So what's one other business venture that they bust you on for poor business habits?
So we opened.
we said to people, what should this cost? And they talked to the kids, and the kids were setting the pricing with folks, and the kids were learning what you do and why. If people are buying more, they can give them a discounted price because
like
shipping is consolidated
for even less.
So they at one point couldn't really figure it out in their heads whether a hoodie and a t-shirt should be less or more. So they just sort of said, okay, 70 or 75, you choose. And I'm like, that's a good way to do business. So people start Venmoing their own amounts with their addresses. So it was an experiment. It's still running. We're still using a new model.
Yes.
It's called pricing bands. Pricing so you bands. Choose. You want to choose two items? You want to pay this amount, that amount? One woman paid a plus very interesting amount. She thought the item should be $68.57. That was her. She was like, that's the right price point for my size, my t-shirt, my hoodie.
We were getting $50. We were getting $100. And then we got
$68. So it was wonderful. There was a big learning opportunity for them.
Yeah.
And the reason we went live was not because we expected to sell anything. Was because we wanted to share a little bit more about our personal lives.
You stole my idea.
Oh, go ahead. I stole it from your head.
Yes.
Explain how I stole it.
Because that was.
Did you write it?
No.
So you are accusing me.
But I'm just
vehemently of stealing something from your brain right now.
I'm just saying we were on the same wavelength.
You didn't say we're on the same wavelength.
We were on the same wavelength.
You accused me of robbing you, and now you're rolling your eyes at me for robbing you.
Okay, so this show is inspired by us wanting to share a little bit more of ourselves with you. Because
maybe.
I think that that's what...
Sharing optional. I may just make things up.
No,
I'm telling you that
up front.
Well, people make up the prices they want to pay for the hoodies. I'm going to make up what I want to say in response to these questions.
You can't do that.
My answer will be somewhere between 50 and 100 based on my mood. Probably around 68.75% accurate.
Okay.
That's what I'm going with.
We were watching Love is Blind the other night.
Yes.
And as... the couples were getting to know each other. One of them said, and I made a video of this.
Yes.
And if you haven't seen the video, I asked you this question. If you came with a warning label, what would it say?
I answered this already.
Okay, now don't answer that.
Okay.
Not as a joke.
Okay.
Answer truthfully. Like if you had to come with a warning label. Okay, fine.
My joke?
Tell
the
joke.
I don't always think my jokes are...
funny.
Really? No, they're normally funny. Okay. I just don't normally think they're like
super
a
funny.
10 on 10.
Okay.
Yeah. This joke was so good that I think it should be shared.
Yeah, okay, it's fine. So I asked him if you were meeting somebody for the first time or you were like dating somebody or whatever and you had to come with a warning label, what would it say?
And I told you.
Yeah.
I had a lot of fake warnings first as my brain was processing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then it was like ding. Calculation complete.
What was it?
I forgot. Wait, give me a second. May cause tears to stream down your legs.
Yes.
It's so good.
For the record.
You expect it to be
record,
streaming from your eyes, but I'm so funny. You're going to pee your pants.
For record, I have never had tears streaming down my legs
and
from laughing at any of
your
jokes.
Lying.
I'm not. I'm actually telling the truth.
You have done.
You have never made me laugh so hard that I peed in my pants. You're very funny. You've made me laugh many times, but never so hard that I peed down my legs.
Just a little.
Not from laughing.
Not down. Just.
No.
I don't want to. I will.
I've never peed from laughing at your jokes.
I am holding back so.
Hold whatever you
hard
want.
Hard right now.
I'm
holding
you.
Back way better than you can hold back.
Okay.
Because you have definitely let.
No.
Go.
Not from laughing at your jokes.
Lips don't lie.
Okay.
Okay, Shakira. So, okay, go.
No, now you said the funny
okay,
one.
Okay.
Tell me
so
the
what
real
is,
one.
What would a warning label be?
Yeah.
I don't know what warning label I would come with. There's nothing to warn.
Really?
Yeah. What do you think? I think this should be the other way. What warning label would you give? That's
what
a better way to do it.
What warning label would you give me?
Contents under pressure.
Contents what?
Contents under pressure. Keep away from extreme heat. We'll explode and damage you in an unforgiving way.
You're so rude.
Why am I rude? You're like a can of that stuff that you have to clean the keyboard with. Like, it's so useful. It's cool. You spray it. You're like, wow, this is like nice to the touch. It's enjoyable. Everything's so clean. You leave that in the sun. Gets too hot. Bang. Everything everywhere.
So rude.
You're going to find your glasses stuck in the ceiling. Okay, what's my warning label?
Talks too much.
That's a warning label?
Way too much.
No, give me a real warning label.
Thinks he knows everything.
What is that a good warning? Like,
okay, knows, warning label. Has an answer for everything.
I agree. That's accurate.
Has an answer for everything.
Yeah. Yeah. And don't need Google. Just ask me. Yeah. Like that. Yeah. You don't need Google with this one. Ask him. Not Google. Answer's nowhere near as reliable. Okay, that's fair.
The answer is nowhere near as reliable on Google or on you.
I think with me, but I appreciate your confidence.
Okay, so the reason that I thought that this was cool.
Well, that was a good question.
Yeah.
You have others? Is that this? We're going to ask three, four
questions? Yeah, we have 3-4 questions. I thought it was a cool thing to ask each other, like, questions to help you and I get to know each other better.
I know you really well. Okay. This is not where I'm getting to know you better. Okay. For sure.
The audience can also get to know us better. What is you? I'm answering this first, though. What is the greatest accomplishment, your greatest accomplishment in life?
Okay, so go ahead. You said you want to answer first.
I'm answering for myself, not for you.
I know my answer.
Okay. My answer is, and the reason that I'm insisting on going first is because we've talked about this already.
Yeah, I have a new answer.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay, my answer was a sentimental one, and it was that I thought our family, our life, our joy is our greatest accomplishment, our little life. I think that our unit is filled with so much laughter and joy and love. Like, our kids are infused with it. Our relationship is infused with it. When people come here, our friends find that infusion of it. And I just love this little, like, nutshell that we've built that is our life.
Nice. That's very sweet.
Yeah. That's our greatest
accomplishment. I have to go back in time a little.
That's my greatest accomplishment.
That's yours. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that doesn't make my top 10. You guys are all right. Okay. Let me go back a little. My greatest accomplishment.
You guys, like me and your children? Huh? Your wife and your children?
Yeah.
We're all right?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Top 10. Come on.
You said it doesn't make your top 10.
Oh, it doesn't?
You just said that.
Oh, I said that. Sorry. I forget when I lie. Okay. So you have to go back in time.
Mm-hmm.
You have to
Way
go back,
back
to. No, not that far back.
Okay.
Just a few years. Okay. You have to go back to 2021. It's about 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
This was when we were all like wiping watermelons with Clorox wipes and trying to figure out how to bring things into our house and we're scared of each other.
Mm-hmm.
We had, I guess, was it 2020? Yeah, December of 2020, we had all of our family that came to celebrate the holidays in our house.
Not so in 2020.
What was that, 21?
I think so.
Whenever it was.
Okay.
So a couple of years ago, everyone came. This was obviously in the COVID era.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone came over.
Mm-hmm.
And long story short, there were 11 people in the house for the holidays.
Oh my God.
They were all supposed to stay here until New Year's.
I know.
And on Christmas morning, we discovered that one of the kids was coughing. So someone very smart in the house who discovered it said, "We are not testing anyone until we open the gifts." Thank God they said that. We'd been together for 3 days already.
Yes, yes.
We opened all the presents.
Yes.
Then we did an assembly line of testing for COVID.
Yes.
And people started testing positive.
Yes.
So within the next 3 days,
yes,
as people were testing
Wait,
positive.
Wait, can I sidebar
no,
here?
No. We don't have time. That's okay. A great story, but we have no time for it now. So within
get back to this whole COVID story.
Yes. But within 3 days, people in families started getting COVID.
Yes.
And we said, "Hey, go quarantine in your own house. Don't quarantine here."
Yes.
So people got back in their cars and drove home.
Yes.
10 out of 11 people got COVID.
Yes.
One person did not.
This is
that one person was me.
That is your greatest accomplishment.
Can you wait? So then, now that my wife, my kids had COVID, we said, "Oh my God.
Yeah.
There's a world out here
that
post-COVID people have been enjoying all on their own."
Yep.
And you all know what I'm talking about.
Yep.
You all sat at home scared of everything.
Until you got COVID.
Then you got COVID and you're like, wow.
Yep.
Remember the 90 days of like, go do whatever that you
Freedom.
Have a get out of jail free pass.
Mm-hmm.
So we went and did everything.
Mm-hmm.
We went, where did we went to like Disneyland? I don't
we
know.
Did.
We went
to Disneyland.
We went to
Disney
places,
World.
Disney World. We licked roller coaster handles.
We
like
did
we
not.
Were, we went nuts. We didn't wash our hands after the bathroom. It was amazing time. Freedom. We didn't shower for 90 days.
That's not true.
It was amazing time.
Okay.
So
that
we
was
came
not
back
true.
And now people are getting a little bit more nervous again because 90 days are up. Not this guy. I kept going out. Other people, boom, COVID. I went to some work thing. 17 people, COVID. Me? Nothing. I went, traveled somewhere with two people sitting on the plane beside the guy. Came, ugh, are you okay? Yeah, I'm fine. Why? I have COVID.
I cannot believe so that nobody, this is your greatest accomplishment. Just wait.
Why can't you wait for the story?
Okay.
Mute your mic. So then I really got to a point where I was like, everyone gets COVID. Yes. I'm not getting COVID.
Uh-huh.
So I remember telling you,
yes,
I think they should test my blood.
Yes.
There's something special in my blood. Like a lizard bit me when I was a child or something, sure. But I'm not susceptible
magic
to
blood.
This. Yeah, I'm not susceptible mm-hmm. to this.
Yep.
Something has happened.
Yep.
And
you remember the question that I answered just before?
Yeah.
He knows everything.
Yeah. So then what happened was I got COVID.
Yeah.
So my greatest accomplishment
yes.
was not really an accomplishment at all.
Uh-huh.
But imagine uh-huh. till today
yeah.
I had never got COVID. That would have been my greatest accomplishment. By now, I guarantee you I would have given blood to somebody. I would have been like, test this. There is something magical in here.
So, but you don't have a greatest
no.
accomplishment? All this to
yeah.
say you have no
back
greatest accomplishment?
Back in 2022, until I got COVID, that was my greatest
you
accomplishment.
You did nothing about
it. I avoided it like a champ.
You did not
my
avoid it.
My white blood cells were fighting. They were at
oh
arms.
God.
But that's my greatest accomplishment.
It's not an accomplishment.
Avoiding COVID longer than everyone I know. Last man standing.
I think mine is better.
Yeah. Yours is good. Mine is fabricated. Mine's not even real. That's what
no.
made it so good. For a point in my life,
yeah.
I thought I was immune
to
a worldwide virus.
Yeah.
Then that's something to be proud of if it's true. If you have never had COVID till today, leave a comment. I want to send you I want to drink some of your blood. Would you drink a sip?
Never.
Why? What if it's going
to
make
you
You
want me to drink blood? What am I, a vampire now?
No. Okay, fine. We'll inject it.
No way.
I would like to exchange.
The only person's blood I'm injecting into me is my own.
You
did
that?
Do those facials.
Oh, you did that.
Did that.
You actually, you would pay money for someone to pull blood out of you and stick it in your own face.
Yep.
And you're making fun of me for wanting to be
to drink
immune.
Someone else's blood?
I mean, I just want to be immune.
Okay.
Okay.
You
what
are
if,
not.
Do you have any other questions?
Yes, I have more
what else?
Questions.
Well, I love my husband and my family. My story is way better. If you two have a husband and kids who you don't mind, you two can use that as your answer. Or you could think about a time you were really a superhero.
Okay, my next question.
Even if it failed later.
My next question.
Yes.
What is one thing? What?
You can't read. Next
no.
question.
In
how old are you? Happy 50th? If you're on YouTube, you can see what she's doing now.
Want
me to hold it further so you can read?
In one way.
Yeah.
Could I love you better?
Me?
Yes.
Like?
In what way could I love you better?
Can we discuss this later?
No.
I'm not sure this is going to be, I'm not sure that I am.
In what way could I show you that I love you more?
It is night.
Don't say boochies.
Huh?
Don't say boochies.
Where?
Don't say boochies. We've already talked about boochies. I know that you love boochies.
Yeah.
Give me a different answer. In what way can I show you that I love you more?
I don't want to say it on a public
oh my God.
Platform. But I think you know. If you go read my Valentine's Day card where I made you coupons to give to me and you never gave me, it's what it says in there.
Okay. Your turn.
Okay, in what way could I love you more? I've asked you, now tell me.
Stop asking me to give you those coupons.
So you win. You never did anything, so I love you more than me.
Okay, sure, you win.
Okay.
Okay, next question.
Why do you
question.
Do that face every time?
What face?
People on YouTube can see, they
what
know.
Face?
That, like, eye-rolling face. Why, is that because you're embarrassed or you're annoyed? I can't tell.
Both.
Okay, what could I do to show you I love you more?
You could take care of dinner once a week.
Once a week?
Yes.
I don't want to love you 52 times a year. You don't love me 52 times a year.
You're
order pizza. It's more appropriate.
No, I want you to make it.
Okay. I want a lot of things too, my friend. Apparently, okay, that coupon can go both ways.
Oh my God.
Okay, I'll make dinner.
Okay.
I make my dinner twice a week sometimes. I make dinner twice a day. Okay. Sometimes.
Next question.
Why are you red? Can you shut off the heater now? It was like 60 degrees before. Now you're sweating. No, don't do that. Not after this topic.
Okay.
You have any more questions? Could we just be done? I think we're done today.
What's one thing you look forward to?
Oh, again. The same question over and over again.
In regards to getting older.
Oh.
As you get older, what's one thing you like? You're looking forward to.
Wait, I went first. It's your turn to go first.
I think as I get older, I am more comfortable in my skin. I am more confident in my choices. And even if I'm making mistakes or even if I have made mistakes, I feel more comfortable just like owning that and admitting that. And I think that I think that it's only going to get better as I get older and
make more mistakes,
more comfortable. Like, I don't care. I don't have anything to prove to anybody. Like, I'm just really good in my skin. I think
that will get better as you get older.
I think so.
As you get more skin. Huh? Do you get more skin? No. Or does it just, like, how can it?
You don't get more skin.
So just how does it sag? So then that's more skin.
No, because the collagen, like, goes.
But then that's more skin.
It's not more skin. It's the same amount of skin, just filled differently.
It's just not held the same way?
Yeah.
I guess like a shirt that's wrinkled.
Sure, when you iron or other body parts.
When you iron a shirt.
Like, there are certain body parts that are certain ways when you're younger, and then as you get older, they just...
Yeah, but it's the same. I'm same just concept. Saying it's the same. Like, a shirt that's wrinkled, there's not more shirt.
There's not more
when
shirt.
When you iron it...
You can't iron your skin, though.
Oh, you can.
You could fill it with stuff.
Well, they pull it. They do other things.
Yeah.
As you get more wrinkly, you get more confident. Is that kind of what you said?
Well, it's
Is that
just...
a summary?
No. No. So why are you twisting my
I'm
words?
I'm just wondering. What did you say? You feel more confident as you get older.
As I get older, I feel more and more confident, and I'm just looking forward to that.
So you're excited about your boost of confidence.
Yes, I'm excited to just be more and more content with
who I am. You have that
now. Every year, I'm more content with who I am.
When do you think that changes? Like, at what point do you think
you'll
start saying...
When your kids start telling you that you don't know anything, I think that
That already started. So what do you mean?
No, but like when it is actually true. So you think then your confidence takes a hit. If you don't...
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
From your kids?
Yeah, like as your kids get older, I think sometimes we have to be careful. Like when we're talking to our parents, sometimes we actually are at a point where we do know better.
Yeah.
And they think they know better because they've always known better.
So your confidence will go down once your kids get smarter?
I think that your insecurity comes out more, and I think that your confidence will take a hit possibly as you get older.
So when your kid goes to college, you think they're smart?
They're smart, but I don't think that they've hit their prime. Yeah,
When's their prime?
Maybe 30s, 40s.
So you have
even
a good
50s. Yeah, we have a little while to go.
Yeah, so you'll be confident for a long time.
I think so.
You may not even have your memory by the time they hit their peak.
Let's hope for that. Your turn. Tell me one thing you're looking forward to with respect to getting older.
Being richer.
Really?
Yeah.
You're looking forward to being richer?
Yes.
All the cool
I think you're
answers.
On the cusp of actually contributing financially to our relationship. So I'm looking forward
you're
to it.
You're so rude.
I had to wait until this point in my life.
People are going to come after you, you know.
They will not. Only the IRS is coming, and I'll throw all the books in their face to say, look, I wish there was something for here to see. All I have is some... $200 of hoodies my children sold without paying the right dollars. What? Take. You want 10% of 200?
It's okay, sweetheart. Your life would be nowhere near where it is without me.
It would be very, very not exciting.
It would be very not exciting. You wouldn't eat nice food. You wouldn't have clean clothes.
What?
Yeah. I do all those
you
things.
You clean the clothes?
Yes.
You do?
Not anymore.
Since when? There is somebody who gets paid a very fine wage on the hour is going to be very upset to hear you're taking credit for cleaning the clothes.
Now. But all those things, I established this beautiful life with you.
What am I looking forward to?
Yes.
It's amazing that after how many ever years you know me,
yeah,
you still get offended by jokes.
No, I don't get offended.
You were.
I'm defending you because I don't want people to come after you.
Come get in the comments. Thank you for listening to the number one podcast you're listening to right now. I'm your host, Trid Smooth Voice, Connecticut. Huh?
Why Connecticut?
Because everyone, anytime you hear the word Connecticut, you have to say Connecticut in your head because that's how it's spelled.
No.
It's like February.
But why did you say it like that?
I'm Trid February, Connecticut.
Oh my God.
What am I really looking forward to as I get older? Mm-hmm. This is going to sound crazy, but I'm looking to getting in better shape.
You're looking forward to getting into better shape?
Yes. Because I think I spent a good chunk of my time prioritizing advancement of career. And now I'm back in a little bit of a mindset to get my physical body in better shape. And surprisingly, it has had no impact on my career.
Mm-hmm. I love that for you.
For me?
Yeah.
You can't love things for other people. This is a new age.
I love that.
This
is because
you're a millennial.
You
use these expressions. Slay, sister. Slay.
I really do love that for you. Because it's not something that somebody can tell you to do.
Heart. I heard that's what they do now. They just speak things that they would say in text.
I'm screaming.
Yeah, I know, but you're not. Oh, now you are. So when someone texts LOL, I used to be annoyed.
That they're
like,
they
send
do
me a
that.
Video of you I'm actually screaming. Laughing.
Like they're not screaming and they're like, I'm screaming.
But you're whispering.
Yeah, but I'm screaming.
On the inside.
Yeah. No, but I really do love that for you. Like I think that, and especially you, like your personality is such that if I tell you to do something, you're less likely to do it.
Correct.
It has to come from you.
Why don't you use reverse psychology?
I don't like to do that because to me,
you know,
that's
a
form
a
of
book.
Manipulation.
I wrote
and
a
I don't
book
like
on reverse
that.
Psychology, but don't read it. Don't read it.
I won't.
Okay. Just promise you will not read it. There's some
not.
Stuff in there about you. I don't want you to read
it. Okay, thank you.
Are we done?
I think
How many
we're
more
done.
Questions do you have?
I have plenty,
Give
but
me
it's okay.
three more questions and I'll pick one of them.
Okay. Your favorite memory of us?
Boo.
Something you want to do differently from your parents?
Boo. Who came up with these questions? Even your ChatGPT is broken now. What'd you put in? Boring vulnerability questions to share for my podcast?
Name one guilty pleasure.
I honestly don't know.
Would you
what's
call
a guilty...
my those books that I like guilty pleasure?
No, you do that in the open. Guilty pleasure should be something you do in hiding.
There's something that I do in hiding when nobody's watching.
But then can you even say it?
Yeah, I could say it.
Okay, what? Then you're just like admitting to something you
yeah,
do secretly?
Yeah, when no one's home,
you
sometimes
pick your nose?
I know.
Like walk around with no pants?
No, I can't do that.
I know, you'd be freezing. You wear two pants? No. You, what's your rapper name? Two Pants Shakur? You're going to pee now. No, you're holding.
I'm not telling you.
you shouldn't tell me. You pee standing up.
No.
Is that it?
How would that be a guilty pleasure?
I don't know. I'm sure.
That's so gross.
Is it?
For me, I do it.
It's not gross.
It's not a guilty pleasure for a woman to pee
standing
up.
I think that would be considered a guilty pleasure.
No, it's not. Unless I really enjoyed it. I do not enjoy it. My legs burn when I have to do it. It's really uncomfortable.
You're saying reverse standing. I'm saying like a guy.
I'm not doing that.
But that would that be considered a guilty pleasure?
No, I guess.
What if I sit down to pee? Is that a guilty pleasure?
Do you enjoy it?
No.
Some people enjoy it. I know somebody who enjoys sitting down to pee. A man.
As a guy?
Yes.
How did you get into that with someone?
I can't tell you.
I don't want to know.
You don't.
Okay, so what's your guilty pleasure?
So when you guys are not here, I sit on the couch sometimes and I open a bag of chips and I just like watch trashy TV and I eat
so
my chips.
That's a guilty pleasure
yes.
to eat chips?
Like, I eat chips, but because I don't want to share nuts. With anybody and I don't want anybody to ask me questions or sometimes I even consider doing it in the bed.
I thought you were going to say use binoculars and watch the neighbor shower or something.
No.
That is that a guilty pleasure if
no.
it's illegal? Guilty pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
Eating my boba ice cream every night after dinner? Is that a guilty pleasure?
I don't know.
There's this boba ice cream.
Uh-huh.
And they're very smart.
Yeah.
The company is called Boba Ice Cream. So it's very easy to find.
Yes.
I don't really like boba drinks,
no,
which is
you
funny.
Don't.
But I tried this boba ice cream And it's fantastic.
That's your guilty pleasure?
So I will...
Well, you have like a bowl of it every night.
I know, but I don't... I shouldn't.
No, you shouldn't.
But it's... Does that count as a guilty pleasure?
Sure. Well, it's whatever you want.
But why is it guilty? I just enjoy it. I don't feel bad.
Okay.
Do you feel bad eating chips if you're watching TV?
Like a half a bag of chips? Yeah, I feel
you
bad.
You do?
Yeah.
So that's where the guilt comes from. Mm-hmm. I don't think I have many things I do that... I can't think of anything that I feel guilty about.
Okay.
Should good. I? Can you tell me? There might be things that I shouldn't be doing that I should feel guilty about, but I just don't because I'm not familiar.
I think one of your guilty pleasures is that you sit in the bathroom for like an hour and a half every morning.
I don't do that.
Yes, you do.
That's probably what it feels like because you have to pee so bad, but it's a normal amount of bathroom time.
Okay.
Guilty pleasure. No, I'm sorry. I'm going to leave you guys without a real good answer because right. I prefer the other question.
Which one?
The parenting one.
So go ahead.
I actually, the question doesn't matter because of my answer.
Of course.
I don't think about things that way.
Okay.
I don't think about my parents did this really well, so I want to do this. And I don't think about, oh, my parents did this poorly, so I shouldn't do this.
Maybe you don't actively think about it, but everything that you learned as a child, you saw somewhere.
Yeah, but it may have been from my parents. It may have been from your parents. It may have been from a TV show parents. It could have been horrible things. It could have been good things.
Yeah.
I don't attribute much by way of what I do to anybody or any one thing, for better or for worse. I just try to do the best I could possibly do in my circumstance for my family.
Yeah.
So it's not what my parents did amazing that I want to emulate. And it's not what they didn't do well that I want to avoid emulating. That being said, if I'm forced to think about it, I probably learned a lot about the value of laughter in your home as I was growing up. Yeah. That being said, if you grew up in a house that wasn't focused on laughter, I still think if you value that, you would bring it to your home.
Absolutely.
So I don't want to credit or discredit anyone for anything. I think you find what works for you and you do it in your environment based on your what you have. Like you got to do what you can based on what you have. If you compare your life to a different lifestyle without taking into account your family's needs and your haves and your have-nots, you're just setting yourself up for failure.
That's true.
Just do the best you can with what you have and don't stress out about whether you did it right or wrong. Just try to do a little bit better the next day.
And on that note,
you're gonna sing a song.
I'm gonna leave you with a song.
Inky Pinky Ponky.
No, I was gonna do a really nice song. You totally sing killed it after my song. No,
Daddy
wait,
had a donkey.
Stop.
Okay.
I was gonna sing an original song.
Oh, which one?
It worked so well with your thing, and you totally blew my whole thing.
No, you could go ahead. What is it?
Is say it good? The other things again.
What did I say? Just do your best.
I was gonna say, it's a beautiful struggle, and you shouldn't care. It's okay.
Yeah, that's why I tried to save you. You don't know the lyrics to your own songs. So while she's processing,
it's a beautiful struggle, and you shouldn't care. It's okay if it's messy, just as long as you're there. It's a beautiful struggle, just embrace what's inside. Doesn't have to feel perfect, it just has to feel right.
And then?
That's it.
No, what's the chorus?
That's the chorus.
What comes after that part?
I don't remember.
My God. You don't remember the lyrics to your own songs. And then you want to sing them on this show. You know how many people listen to this show?
Seven.
Like 40, 50 people are now wondering why they spent all that time listening to you. You don't even know the words to your own song. Can
it's
you try
okay.
again? Sing it now again.
It doesn't have to feel
just
perfect.
Sing it sitting again. Now you know the words. Sing it properly. Like actually show people your vocalist. Ed Sheeran's probably going to get this. So this is your audition. He did not listen to the end. So you don't have to nail it.
It's a beautiful struggle and you shouldn't care. It's okay if it's messy just as long as you're there. It's a beautiful struggle. Just embrace what's inside. It doesn't have to feel perfect. It just has to feel right.
I'm very good at the singing thing.
Yes.